So I was waiting for the lieutenant governor to call in, and he's been waiting to get on the radio. So let's go ahead and handle that business now. Brian Calley is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Brian, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, what's the lieutenant governor got planned for the 4th of July holiday?
You know, this is one of the times that I really enjoy sticking close to home. There's I'm from Portland, so just right between Lansing and Grand Rapids, there's an awesome 4th of July parade I like to participate in and just hang out in my hometown and see folks that I ironically don't get to see very often.
Well, maybe I'll bring my young boys and meet you over at the Portland Country Club. Nice little golf course to play.
It is. It's a great golf course. You got a great walking trail all the way around the city. It's a wonderful place to live.
All right. You're up for kind of a cool award. Tell us about it.
Well, the National JCs had honored me with naming me one of the 10 outstanding young Americans this year. And, you know, the thing I'm most proud about of that is that I think it's just recognition, more national recognition of all the exciting, important things that are happening in Michigan right now. And I'm part of a much bigger team that has been able to move the dial on so many different things here in the state over the course of the last year and a half. So when I look at this sort of recognition, I'm just happy for our state that we're able to get back on the radar screen of a place that's experiencing some success right now.
All right. How did you get the news of the Supreme Court's ruling? What's your news source?
Well, we had our internal legal folks that were monitoring the situation, and so we had received the actual text immediately, and then an interpretation of it, if you will, very quickly after that. And I must say, it was, you know, overall the decision itself was somewhat surprising, but overall I think the most heartbreaking part is that the Affordable Care Act misses the point that the cost of health care is the problem, and just mandating insurance is not going to solve that problem. And so until we get at the cost drivers behind it, we're not going to solve anything.
So according to the governor, Michigan is going to run its own insurance exchange. Is that correct?
I think it is critically important that we move forward and maintain as much control as possible here in the state of Michigan for administration of health care. We can't turn this over to the federal government. And by choosing to do nothing, that is, in essence, making the choice to hand it over to the federal government, which is our citizens deserve better. Those guys can't even pass a budget. It's been 3 years since they've passed a budget. How can we expect them to manage health care for a huge section of our population? So what we're looking to do is create a private sector exchange where people can go out and have the best possible selection of options out there from the private sector in order to comply with the requirements of the act that was upheld yesterday by the Supreme Court.
All right. In the world of business, a word of profanity at the top of the list would be the T word, the tax. A lot of businesses have said they won't be able to afford this. What do you think?
I am very concerned about the cost. Here in the state of Michigan, we've done a lot of hard work to get our budget under control, balance the budget, pay down our debt, and the federal government seems to have an insatiable appetite for more debt, and that's a scary thing for the next generation. It's for our generation too, but especially the next generation who's going to be saddled with all of that. I found it very ironic that the Supreme Court upheld the Affordable Care Act provisions, the individual mandate provision, by considering it a tax, when the president went out of his way on so many occasions to insist that it was not a tax, and that was the thing that he denied was the thing that was used ultimately in the end of the day to uphold it under Congress' more broad authority to tax. But in terms of the merits of that particular argument, I think that legal scholars will debate that for generations. But at the end of the day, it will be a new cost for smaller companies, especially, that I'm extremely concerned about.
As the father of an autistic child, what are your concerns about the care and services that all autistic children and adults will need, as well as those who have mental issues that they need help with?
When when we look at the overall needs of the population for health care, I think that the more often that we can make the solutions at the local level, the framers of our Constitution did intend that the majority of things be handled at the state level as opposed to the federal level. And I think the more that we can make those decisions here at this level to suit the needs of our own population, which might be different than the populations in other states, in fact, very different from needs and populations in other states, the more that we can tailor our decisions here around the needs of our population, the better. And that means that we can't afford to hand any of this over to the federal government.
And we've been talking with Brian Calley, Michigan's Lieutenant Governor. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend, sir.
Great to be with you. Thank you.